We'll do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1810. It's dated Baruch Hashem, the first day of El Tovshin Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to the Anhola, that's the leadership, the administration of the yeshivas, Temchit Mimon Lubavitch in Montreal. May God be with them. Shalom Avrocha. And the Rebbe answering their question. So, the Rebbe, number one, the Rebbe says that the study, the Talmud, the tractate that they're going to be using in this coming season, the learning, the class, if it's possible, it should be in one of those tractates that they're going to be learning, studying in the yeshiva Temchet Mimim in New York. That is going to be decided in these coming days. And I asked them that they should notify you about it. So basically, the Rebbe wants the two yeshivas to be studying the same tractate in Montreal as they study in New York. And when they decide in New York, then the Rebbe asked them to notify them in Montreal so they can study that same tractate for their students. Then the Rebbe says, number two, that I'm sure you will organize that those students that are fitting to the intention, which means they can devote their entire life, their entire study, just for the Hebrew, the religious studies, shall not study the secular studies. But they don't waste their time in the time that, you know, the secular studies, but they should be occupied whether in something different or in the review of what they've learned. And the main thing is that you should make sure, supervise, they shouldn't go empty-handed, they shouldn't just waste their time. Number three, the Rebbe says, I'm sure you have a plan for the students that came from France, how to settle them in the Limudei Kodesh, in the religious studies. Recognize these students in their Kodesh study, and I thank you if you're going to let me know the details about it. Number four, the Rebbe says, fitting in what I have already said in the past, and look how the Rebbe gets involved in every detail, whether it's Montreal Yeshiva, whether it's Kfar Chabad, whether it's the Reshet, and all these letters, the Rebbe gets involved in detailed details. The Rebbe says, fitting in what I've already spoken earlier, I'm going to be interested to know about the proper effort, the fitting effort to know how the students are spending the Holy Shabbos and the Yomim Tovim, especially the days of the festival and the holidays of the month of Tishrei that are coming upon us. It's understood that you can organize it in various different ways, that if they live in one area in the city, then it's going to be easier. But if also they are scattered in the whole city, you have to put some effort that at least several times they should hear words of wake up, Hesoderus, and not be satisfied by that which you relate to them in days that precede the holidays and the festivals. The Rebbe wants on the holidays and on the festival, on the Shabbos, that on these days itself, the students should be inspired. They should hear words of inspiration on the day itself. Number five, even if up till now you've never done this before, don't be affected and don't worry, don't be afraid. On the contrary, since this is something new, so even though this is going to add indeed the efforts of the administration and the teachers, in other words, they're going to have more work to do. Maybe the teachers, the fact that this is going to add to their, you know, to their efforts and their troubles of the administration, the teacher, but this is going to be of great interest to the students and those who've been educated. So, therefore, the Rebbe says, we cannot set up very, you know, strong foundations that it has to be in this place, in that place, but you have to always look how to benefit this matter. So the Rebbe basically says, do it in a logical way to try to see, to get this thing done. And there's no six, but there's number seven over here. The Rebbe says, I'm sure it is superfluous to encourage you and remind you about taking advantage of the days of study that precede the month of Tishrei to teach the students that are that applies to the laws of this month and to all of the students minimally. I guess maybe there's some very young students over there, or maybe there's some very fresh students. Some of them are not capable yet, but for all students, at least words of encouragement, divrei eidus, as far as it relates to this month. And also, the Rebbe says, the month of Elul, even though part of it is already passed. The Rebbe blesses them with success in their holy work, aksiva aksiva toiva. He looks forward to the surahs toivas. So this is the Rebbe giving some detailed instructions to the administration, the anhola of the Tamchut Mim in Montreal, that first the Talmud should be the same as New York, and those who don't want to participate in the secular study classes should definitely be supervised to utilize it either as a review or something new for those time. But the main thing, the Rebbe says, keep them busy. Don't let them waste their time. And the Rebbe also talks about organizing for the students that come from France a order the way they should be studying. And the Rebbe says that Shabbos and Yom Tov, the students should be given some opportunities to be part, whether depending if they live in one place or in various places, how you can get them together. And while the Rebbe says this might be a little bit a new idea, maybe they've never done this, and who wants to deal with the Shabbos? No, but Rebbe says do it in a way that it's going to, on the place, see what's most fitting and get this thing done. And certainly the Rebbe mentions to take advantage of the learning days, the school days before Rosh Hashanah, to teach the kids the laws of the month of Tishrei, and also the month things that are connected to Elul. The Rebbe blesses them with success in their holy work. So here again, you see the Rebbe's, you know, detailed involvement in encouragement on all over the world. If you take a look how many letters were written on every single day, you know, 20, 30, 40 letters sometimes, you know, all in one day, various different, speaking to a woman with a marriage problem. Yesterday we were learning about an apartment, you know, where to move. And, you know, so it is just to see the variation and the various things the Rebbe addresses in every aspect. It's just a tremendous inspiration itself.